It's Max Egan from the Crow House. Good morning, Max.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on again.
Cheers, Max. Thanks for coming on. Now, Max, what's going on for you all the way up there in Byron Bay? Is it wet? Is it flooded like it is all around just Sydney? And you...
Mate, it's been raining for days and days, but it's actually a beautiful, beautiful clear sky this morning, so that's a nice change of events.
Awesome, mate. Awesome. Now, Max, a lot of stuff's been happening in 2012, but here in Australia, it's just become... It's just coming out, all these laws and stuff like this. But what you've picked up on is the Australian government moves too quickly to pass laws to sterilise, electroshock and restrain children without parental consent. What's going on with this?
Yeah, look, mate, this is outrageous. This is the one of the most outrageous bills I've ever seen introduced by anybody. It's still proposed, but you've got up until the 9th of this month to complain about it, basically. It's in Western Australia. And it's a proposed mental health bill. What it does is it gives 12-year-old children and older the right to consent, in inverted commas, to sterilization, to psychosurgery, to electroconvulsive therapy, to be restrained with manacles, belts, straps, and to be imprisoned by psychiatrists for up to 14 days on suspicion of mental illness. Now, this is a decision they say can be made by a 12-year-old child. You can say, yes, yes, I'd like to have electroshock treatment, you know, and all. I mean, who's going to want this, you know? But you can get a kid, you can terrorize them into agreeing with you, you know. If you get a kid, enough school teachers or police are yelling at it and telling it that terrible things are going to happen if it doesn't agree to this, then you'll have these children consenting to this. Now, this is without parental consent, and it's absolutely outrageous. Now, the bill that's being introduced in Western Australia says children of any age can consent to sterilisation. If a psychiatrist decides that the child has sufficient maturity, then he'll be able to consent. And parental consent will not be needed, and only after the sterilisation procedure has been performed does it have to be reported, and then only to the chief psychiatrist. You don't even have to tell your parents. I mean, this is absolutely outrageous. And it's way beyond draconian. It's just, I mean, I don't know what psychopath dreamed this up, but it's the most outrageous bill I've ever seen. Involuntarily detain any child for up to 14 days if they're suspected of mental illness. This could be someone who talks back to their teacher, someone who questions the actions of the government. And during this time, the parents will not be able to discharge their child, and then the psychiatrist can make a continuation order to continue the detainment for up to 3 months and then just keep creating continuation orders every 3 months. And during this detainment, the child can be drugged, can be restrained, can be secluded, can be given electroshock treatment if it's over 12, and it can be put into a ward with adults. So let's get a 12-year-old child, give them shock treatment, drug them, and put them in a ward with adults. We like having 12-year-old children in our wards. Yeah, you can imagine what's going on in there, mate. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you can imagine the psychiatric world is just going nuts. I mean, if the kid's got shyness, they'll call that social anxiety disorder. Let's electroshock him for that one. Or loss of a loved one, a major depressive disorder, they'll shock him for that one. You'll have homesickness. If the kid's homesickness, they'll have separation anxiety disorder.
Yeah.
This is the stupidity of it. Hear this one, suspicion, paranoid personality disorder. ODD, which is what's the ODD one?
Oppositional defiant disorder.
Yeah, this is the crazy stuff that's going to happen. But this bill is if this bill goes through as legislation, that's it.
Well, basically, yeah. Unless the people stand up and do something about it. I mean, we've got to hold these governments accountable. We've got to hold these politicians accountable. They can't just go and write these words on pieces of paper and believe that they have the right to take people's children and restrain them and convince these kids that they need shock treatment. I mean, you're 12 years old. You're not capable of making a decision like that at 12 years old. You don't really understand the significance of sterilization.
We should find who wrote it and have his kids sterilized.
Well, it's absolutely unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. And like you say, anything that is thinking outside of the box, they're labeling as a disorder. Mm-hmm. You know, like to question the government is some sort of paranoid disorder. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Absolutely ridiculous. So you have to think inside the box or you have a disorder and you'll go and get shocked. And that's the way it is.
It's unbelievable. It's like the psychiatric tyranny of Russia under the communist era. You know, anyone who was... They need to be re-educated if they had a different opinion to the what was the official story at the time. You know, they'd take them off to camps and put them into like loony bins and have them lock them away forever. You know,
but this is what's happening. Australia is just like you said, Max, is the frontier of this this absolute crazy.
Well, it is. It is. It's leading the way in totalitarianism. I mean, a lot of Australian people look at what's going on over in America and they say, oh, wow, the TSA, this is all really violent and police-like. I'm glad that isn't happening here. Mm. But they don't look around to see what is happening here. Mm. And this is the sort of stuff we've got happening here. I mean, this is completely outrageous. This is a bill that any dictator would have been absolutely proud of. And they're also bringing in censorship laws. We've got Mr. Ray Finkel. The QC, he's a left-wing former federal judge, and at the request of the Gillard regime, this man has issued a 400-page report which calls for a Big Brother super-regulator to regulate political speech and, among other things, to impose new laws with the power to stop anybody speaking out against anthropogenic climate change. Okay? And this includes the intent to censor not just the newspapers, and television, but also websites, personal blogs, and even what you say on Twitter. Right, if your website gets more than 40 hits a day and you speak out against climate change, you can be fined. That's what they're trying to bring in.
That's disgusting.
It's the end of free speech. It's absolutely outrageous. I mean, Hitler never even brought stuff like this in. They just kind of did it, but they didn't bother to legislate it.
Yeah,
this is absolutely outrageous.
Yeah, Hitler,
good old dark ages.
Yeah, Hitler did it by force. It's a really interesting how they're doing it by stealth. They're drugging us. Instead of you know how Hitler used it by force, but this the way they're doing it. They're just doing it by drugs and just laws and laws and laws and keep us distracted. It's just by it's unbelievable.
Yeah, bringing it in by stealth. It's absolutely outrageous. But like, it's clear from the report that a really major part of it is about silencing anyone who speaks out about climate change. That's what they're really, really worried about. Okay. But how's this? They're even using polls, right, as evidence that the media is pro-climate skeptic, right? And these polls come from 1966, okay?
And,
and you know, the report also claims that, wait for it, that the only unbiased station in Australia is the ABC. Okay, so we only need to believe the ABC, which is the government-controlled station, and oh, like, it's just outrageous. You couldn't make this stuff up. You absolutely couldn't make this stuff up.
Where can we see that information?
Well, there's a link on the Crow House. Go to the Crow House and click headlines, and it says censorship comes to Australia. Just click that and go and read that little report there.
All right, let's hold on there, Max. We're going to go into a song. We'll come back with Max Egan from the Crow House. Stay tuned. 88.9 FM.
Someone's taking over, Paul.
That's it. Now, we've got Max Egan from thecrowhouse.com. We're just talking about this disgusting, filthy bill that's called the Australian Government that needs quickly to pass a law that sterilises electrocute kids and restrain them without their parental consent. This sounds this sounds like... How can you explain it, Max? I can't explain it.
Well, it sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie or a horror movie. You know, one of those shocking old movies you see about the asylum where they put the sane people and they horribly abuse them, you know? It's like that. I mean, this is Western Australia. Western Australia is, in fact, leading the world in totalitarianism. It's certainly leading Australia. Mm. When I was over there recently, I noticed the police in Western Australia are absolutely brutal. They have absolutely no regard for actual law. And, you know, it's just... Across the board, you know, they had laws over there where they can basically just incarcerate you for 14 days if they like, if they suspect you of being mentally ill. And this could be making a statement. Mm-hmm. You could say to a police officer, oh, you don't care what happens. And he can say, well, how can you know whether I care or not? You must think that you're inside my mind. You must be mentally ill. So I'm going to take you away and lock you up for 14 days for a psychiatric evaluation. When I was saying things to the police over there, they looked at me and said, you sound like you're making a statement. And I looked at him and said, well, what I'm doing is I'm making a statement based on a rational observation of your actions and the only logical conclusion that I can come to, you know. And he'd sort of look at me and go, oh, okay, you know. So you've really got to watch what's going on over there because it's absolutely leading the way. And like I said, this new censorship bill as well, this is outrageous. And this extends to everybody. It extends to anybody who has more than a tenuous connection with Australia. And that's said in the bill. In section 1169, it says, anybody with more than a tenuous connection with Australia, then there will be carefully drawn legislation which would enable the news media to exercise jurisdiction over them. So, yeah, you could have some second cousin in Alaska who writes a report on Australia, and they can say, well, you've got a link to Australia, so we're going to arrest you under Australian laws. We have international reach, and we're going to grab you.
This This is, it says at the start of the article, it's a sort of a globalist thing. It's not just Australia, but this is this extreme sort of legislation is trying to be pushed onto other countries. I mean, who's writing it? Where is it coming from?
Well, you know, the whole thing is a global government. I mean, you've got to understand that, you know, we've even seen our Prime Minister make the same speech as the Canadian Prime Minister, like word for word.
That's right, Johnny Howard.
Yeah, so they've made the same speeches. So you've got to realise that all of these laws come from high above. Mm. High above, it's all based in basically, I mean, it goes way back to the Vatican if you really want to get into it.
Mm.
But it all comes from high above. There's already a global government in charge of all Western countries. Just that people don't realise it yet. We still think we have our own little autonomous government, but we don't. These guys take orders from above. That's why the agenda never changes. It doesn't matter whether you're voting Liberal or Labor. I mean, they might have a couple of different issues on childcare payments or on gay marriages or something completely irrelevant to reality. But on the main issues as to where we're going on a global stage and where we're going on this march towards globalism and totalitarianism, it never changes. The agenda never changes. It's just been marching along steadily since the 1960s. And it's never changed. It doesn't matter who gets in. It makes absolutely no difference at all. So that shows you that the orders come from above. I mean, you always got the government will be speaking out against something that the opposition will be speaking out against something that the government is bringing in. And when we get in, we're going to change that. And then when they get in, they say, well, now that we're in, we've decided that we're not going to change that. In fact, we're going to increase it a little bit, you know, because it's the same agenda. It's just theatre. It's just two sides of the same coin. It doesn't matter who you vote for. Because our government does not run the country. They are simply the CEOs of the corporation that is Australia.
But Max, do you have any hope? Are you hopeful for the change that Obama can bring in 2012?
The change. He brought a lot of change, actually. He eviscerated what was left of the Constitution and he made the place more of a police state than it's ever been. So he did bring in change. Mm. I think it's just important for people to ask these politicians to specify exactly what form that change is going to take.
Let me be clear.
Yes, we can. Thank you. Talking about alternative medicine as well, we were just discussing before, alternative medicine is like plants and stuff like that, which is natural, which I think that like maybe cocaine or synthetic drugs is alternative. They want to ban that too, alternative medicine plants.
Well, they want it greatly restricted. They want to prevent it from receiving public funding in universities. They don't want people to be able to have degrees in this stuff, you know. And this is things like chiropractors as well. They call that alternative medicine. But chiropractic, homeopathy, iridology, reflexology, herbal medicines, naturopathy, aromatherapy, all of these sorts of things that you can receive degrees for at the moment. They want all that cancelled. See, it's very interesting. You know, we had alternative medicines, most of which were actually based in hemp, because hemp is a cure-all, which is why it was banned. But we had all of these hemp-based medicines and herbal medicines for hundreds of years, and about one in every 100 or 200 people would get something similar to cancer. Whereas now we've had all of these natural medicines replaced with pharmaceuticals. We're now in a state where one in three people get cancer. Because cancer is very profitable, so they put enough stuff in the food and in the pharmaceuticals to cause cancer so that they can then sell you drugs for it. But we've had all of the natural medicines that we used to use replaced by this alternative method, which is the pharmaceutical method. And then through control of the media, they've changed people's mindsets so that now people think that that medicine is the real medicine. And that the natural medicines are alternative health treatments.
Yeah, it started with Sigmund Freud. He promoted cocaine, so this is where the pharmaceutical sort of industry came in. Then they put in the 50s, they gave the Western society, what's it called, Thorazine, which is a dye which made people shut down and it just made people a complete zombie. Then they introduced in 1960 to the 1980s, Valium, which was a tranquilizer, because they found that was actually the best one. And now they've got Prozac. And now...
Psychotic.
Now we've got vaccinations for every single thing. And in Australia, too, as we're looking at, the thing is that if you don't vaccinate your kids, I think they're putting out a law that your children won't be going to the school. Or have you seen that law, Max?
Yeah, like they're doing everything they can. They're saying that if you don't vaccinate your children, you're going to lose $2,000 or $3,000 in tax benefits, and you're not going to be able to basically participate in society. Mm. They're also going through and checking who's on the electoral roll and who isn't.
Yes.
So there's millions of Australians who aren't on the electoral roll, And if you're not on the electoral roll, you're not going to be able to receive pensions or benefits or whatever it is. You know, they're taking everything they can away from you and just registering you by default. You know, they just want everybody completely locked into this system. It's outrageous what they're doing. It really, really is. And the people have got to start making a little bit of noise about it.
Well, they're going to consider mandating the parents of diagnosed children, this is as well, with attention deficit disorder, to prescribe their drug treatments, or else they'll face RAF of the Child Protective Services. That means they'll take their kids. This was put out in Sky News late last year. This is like ADHD as well.
Yeah, well, ADHD kids, back in the old days, we used to say these kids were potential entrepreneurs.
Well,
they're very, very motivated. They see outside of the box and they change society.
Well,
I guarantee someone like Bill Gates was ADHD when he was a kid, you know. Yeah. People who bring about massive change, usually these would be diagnosed as ADHD. So they say, okay, well, we've got control now. We don't want any more entrepreneurs. We don't want anyone coming rocking the boat. So if you're thinking outside of the box, now you've got a diagnosed disorder and we're going to drug you.
Yeah, well, that's what I was one of those kids back in the 80s. I was one of those first kids to get drugged in Australia by Retlin because I spoke against the teacher and asked him too many questions. And it was really funny. So they drugged me, and I was a zombie at school. You know, everyone's playing around, stuff like that. And my report card was fantastic.
Yeah,
it says Jack is a zombie now. He's paying attention.
Yeah, lovely. I mean, imagine what they would have done to me if they had those sort of diagnoses.
They used to call it the Dennis the Menace syndrome. Then it got to hyperactivity, and then it's got to attention deficit disorder. It's crazy stuff.
Yeah, they turn it all into a disorder, mate.
Mm. Well, should we go on to song? I want to talk some more coming after the break about talk about Bluebeam, this thing that's happening at the moment. Have you heard of the Bluebeam Project?
Yeah, mate.
We'll have a laugh with this one. All right, we'll be back after this.
We're talking to Max Egan from the Crow House. Max, are you there, mate?
I certainly am.
Jack, what are you doing? You bringing him up?
Yeah, he's on.
Can you hear us, Max?
I can hear him.
Certainly can.
I think he's pulled out
plugs. Jack's pulled out plugs and stuff. He's kicking things.
There you go, Max. Sorry, I just pulled out the plug of the headphones because we've got about three of them in here.
Well done, Jack. Well done.
Yeah, look, I was talking about Project Bluebeam. Sorry about that. I took it right left field on you there just to test if you do have ADHD.
Jim's got some interesting background. Jim's a chemist as well as a Vietnam vet, but he's saying Ritalin has got a very interesting history. Can you listen?
Ritalin is a barbital. It's cecobarbital. And the barbiturates were invented by Nobel, who named it after his girlfriend. And
Barbara.
Barbara.
Yeah.
And back in 1905, I think. And don't hold me to the date. Now, Ritalin came out in the 60s under the name Ritalin, but it's cecobarbital.
Okay.
So you might as well make the kid, you know, drug addict. You might as well hit him with the needles once you start him on that. It has the opposite effect. It is a sedative.
Well, my mum, because that's what happened at school. Because my mum said, how was, she goes, you know, speed. It was speed, right? But it wasn't speed because the fact is I was a zombie, man. It's like I had a lobotomy in my fucking brain.
That's what it does to you. That's what it does. It's a barbiturate. I despise them using it on something that most psychiatrists agree was made up, well, my friends at least, was made up disease by the big pharma. So I don't know what else to say about it, but I wouldn't give my kid Ritalin. I wouldn't give a damn what they said.
So it's a zombie drug.
How they drug kids up on Ritalin, but then they say, smoke a little of herb, that could affect the growing brain. Mm. But then they drug you up on pharmaceutical drugs and just as soon as you're old enough.
That shrinks your brain.
Well, yeah, they say, you can't have a toke of this all-natural herb that grows out of the ground. It might stunt your brain growth.
The thing is that marijuana actually opens your right brain and makes you think outside the box, whereas things like barbitol absolutely numb the brain, and that's what they want. See, anybody who thinks outside the box, like I said before, anybody who thinks outside the box is going to be classed as having a disorder. Yeah. And that's the way it is. You know? These kids with ADHD are just kids with very, very active minds who come into the world and they look at it and they go, this is all messed up. Yeah, and they want to change things, and they're very active, and they're very hyper, and they're very sure of themselves and very confident, and they want to change reality. They want to make things right. And so we drug them. We send them to school, and we can't mold them and make them walk between the lines and fit into the mold that we want so that they grow up to be a good little cog in the big machine. So we label them with a disorder, and we drug them.
This is really great. In Sydney, not only are we drugging our kids with Retlin, we've got fluoridation in the water as well.
Fluoridation's insidious. Fluoridation is absolutely insidious. Well, fluoridation was used by Hitler to numb people's brains, and it causes so many diseases, it's just not funny.
Autism also is another one I'd like to just get in quickly. I've been reading some of the statistics on it, and before 1940, it was an unknown disease.
Well, yeah, well, this mainly comes from vaccinations, the autism, from the mercury in the vaccinations.
Right. Yeah.
See, mercury is cumulative. I mean, you know this as a chemist.
You
get mercury in your body, and it never leaves the body. So if you go and have your flu shot every year, and these have got mercury in them as a preservative, then you're getting a little bit more mercury every time you have a vaccination.
That's
and by the time you've had a few of these things, your brain starts going. You start getting autism. All sorts of problems develop. And then they can sell you drugs for all this. And fluoride is insidious. There's actually a quote by a doctor called Dr. Dean Burke, who is a PhD, has 34 years at the National Cancer Institute. And Dr. Burke says that I know of absolutely no, and I mean absolutely no, means of prevention that would save so many lives as simply to stop fluoridation of our water supply. In point of fact, fluoride causes more cancer, death, and it causes it faster than any other chemical.
Plus also now, hip replacement and knee replacement for the baby boomers. They've been drinking it for 50 years. They get soft bones.
Yeah, it's absolutely outrageous. It does not help your teeth. I mean, it'll do something for your teeth if it's applied topically, but it's in everybody's toothpaste. So all you've got to do is brush your toothpaste on, and that's where you'll get whatever benefit it gives you, which is very negligible anyway, but that's where you get the benefit. You've got to apply it topically. But drinking the water, having it in the water supply, does not do anything except cause disease and cause problems and numb your brain. That's why it's in there.
An analogy would be with sunscreen. You know, you don't mix a few grams of sunscreen in your water and drink that to protect your skin from, you know, the sun, do you?
No, exactly. It just doesn't work that way. It's got to be applied topically. See, the problem is Australia is one of the most controlled countries on earth. It really is. The media, I mean, I watched the news the other day. I was at someone's house and they had the news on. And I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I mean, I just don't watch television. So when I saw this news reporter, the way he was speaking, it was like he was lecturing to a grade one or grade two class. It was like he was talking to 5 and 6 year olds. It really was. That's the
level of the news. They pitch it to the age of a fifth grader.
And the people, what blows me out about it most is that the people are sitting there watching this and they're taking it seriously, which shows how dumbed down the masses are. It's absolute theatre and absolute propaganda, and you're being spoken to like you're completely stupid, and they're just watching it. It absolutely amazed me that people can be numbed into this level of intellect. It's just incredible.
Yes.
Turn off the tube.
We'll move away from the city. Blow up those bloody tanks, those fluoridation tanks. Granny has lost it up in Hastings. She asked the council for signatures, and he said, give me 1,000 signatures and then we'll consider not putting on the turning on the taps of the fluoridation in Port Macquarie, that region. And she did that. She got it all out. She's a 92-year-old activist, and they're going to turn the taps on anyway. They said, stuff you. So she needs legal help or something like that, Max. So we'll have to.
Well, she needs community help. People have to realize that this can only be done with the power of community. And these criminal politicians, they're a bunch of liars, they're a bunch of sociopaths, and they've taken over the mansion. They're our employees. Julia Gillard's our employee. This lying sociopath sitting in office, elected on a platform of barefaced lies to begin with, and they go and make all this legislation that they believe gives them the ability to control us. Now, look, I wrote it down on a piece of paper. It must be law. And you know, it's ridiculous. And we've got things like the Chappelle Corby movie that's just come out, which shows the government corruption, shows the media collusion, shows all the connections between all these people, and shows that they're all completely full of rubbish, and they're just full of lies, and they're basically a criminal cartel, and they're writing legislation that controls our lives because we're letting them do it.
Yeah,
that's the problem. You know, we need community. We need the power of community to stand up and fix the problem.
And this criminal cartel, and they molest the children too. They're disgusting, filthy people.
We've got to they're legislating themselves the ability to do it. We can get any 12-year-old child. We can restrain them. We can drug them, give them shock treatment, and we can put them in rooms with adults. I mean, this is absolutely outrageous. They're promoting pedophilia and the abuse of children through their legislation now. I mean, it's outrageous. And, you know, again, they're getting away with it because the people are just going along with it. Oh, yeah, it must be okay. The government's doing it. Oh, gee, there's nothing I can do about the government. And they think this way because of all the bloody fluoride in the water. It's outrageous.
Thanks, Max, for coming on Radio Skid Row, Workers Radio. And I'll be finishing up on Monday, but we'll still keep in contact and put you through Radio Skid Row, mate, for sure.
TheCrowHouse.com.
Not a problem. Thanks, guys.
Cheers, mate. Good on you, mate.